What is post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD, and how does it affect your mental health? And how can you manage PTSD? That's what I'm talking about this week here on Let's Talk About Mental Health, the weekly podcast that makes mental health simple. So get comfortable and let's talk. Hello and welcome to episode 227 of Let's Talk About Mental Health, and thanks for joining me as I talk about PTSD and mental health. I'm Jeremy Godwin, and this isn't your regular podcast full of interviews and random opinions. I'm a mental health counsellor and writer, and each week I look at one specific aspect of better mental health, and I share simple and practical tips you can apply immediately, all based on quality research and my own experience of learning to live with anxiety and depression after a breakdown in 2011 that changed my life. In this episode, I'll be talking about what PTSD is and what it isn't, how it affects your mental health, and how to deal with PTSD. So, let's talk. Unfortunately, the word trauma gets applied to a lot of things incorrectly, and so too does the label post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, as it's commonly known. However, experiencing trauma doesn't automatically lead to PTSD. There are some big differences, and many conditions have similar attributes. So it needs a proper diagnosis, and by that I mean a diagnosis by a professional, not the Instagram Institute of DIY Psychology. For those who are dealing with PTSD, it can have an enormous negative impact on your mental health and your general well-being. According to Better Health Victoria, an Australian health resource, and I quote, up to 80% of people who have long-standing PTSD develop additional problems, most commonly depression, anxiety, and alcohol or other substance misuse. And I've left a link to that article in the transcript. So, the main thing to be aware of up front is that PTSD has the potential to seriously impact your health and your overall life satisfaction if it's not being managed. So today I'm sharing things you can do as well as how it relates to professional treatments. If you're listening to this podcast and aren't dealing with PTSD, you'll still find lots of things you can do to manage your own trauma responses if and when they manifest. Let's first get ourselves on the same page with some definitions and let's talk about what is PTSD? So, PTSD is a mental health condition triggered by experiencing or witnessing a profoundly traumatic event. That could range from a natural disaster, a serious accident, to more personal experiences such as assault or military combat. What makes PTSD stand out in the broad spectrum of trauma responses is how long it lingers and invades an individual's life long after the initial event has passed. In a more general mental health context, PTSD is characterized by several key symptoms. It can involve reliving the traumatic event through flashbacks or nightmares, leading to an intense state of distress or even physical reactions when you're reminded of the trauma. Avoidance is another hallmark, where you might steer clear of places, activities, or even thoughts that remind you of the ordeal. Then there's the heightened state of arousal. This can mean being easily startled, feeling on edge, or struggling with sleep. Lastly, negative changes in thinking and mood, like feelings of detachment, negative thoughts about yourself or the world, and decreased interest in activities you previously enjoyed are also common. By comparison, other trauma responses might not incorporate the full range of these symptoms, or they might be more short-lived rather than persistent. For example, acute stress disorder shares similarities with PTSD, including symptoms like flashbacks and anxiety. However, these symptoms are typically short-lived, resolving within a month or so after the traumatic event. In contrast, PTSD symptoms can persist for months or years and can severely impact your ability to function day to day. On top of that, while trauma can lead to a variety of emotional and psychological challenges, not all will develop into PTSD. Many people experience trauma at some point in their lives and may temporarily have difficulty adjusting and coping. But with time and good self-care, the situation will usually improve. The resilience of the human spirit means that experiencing trauma doesn't automatically sentence you to a lifetime of suffering. It's the prolonged, intense, and incapacitating nature of PTSD that sets it apart from other types of trauma that we may be able to adapt to with time and support. So, in essence, while PTSD is a specific response to trauma marked by enduring and distressing symptoms, other trauma responses might be more fleeting or less extensive. Each person's reaction to trauma is unique, and understanding these differences is crucial in providing the right support and interventions. The good news is that there are lots of ways to treat and manage PTSD, and it's absolutely possible to improve your quality of life. I'm going to talk more about that shortly, but first, I'd like to take some time to talk about how PTSD affects your mental health. First off, PTSD can significantly affect your emotional health. You may find yourself on a roller coaster of emotions, from intense sadness and despair to anger and irritability, or even feelings of numbness and disconnection from the people around you. This emotional turmoil isn't just confined to your feelings. It spills over into your daily life, affecting your relationships, work, and social activities. You might withdraw from loved ones or feel incapable of trusting others, which can lead to isolation and loneliness. In terms of how your brain processes things cognitively, PTSD can cloud your thinking and concentration. The intrusive thoughts and constant replay of the traumatic event make it hard to focus on tasks or make decisions, affecting productivity and daily functioning. Negative beliefs about yourself or the world can take root, leading to a distorted perception that can be challenging to overcome without help. Physically, the heightened state of arousal associated with PTSD can manifest as sleep disturbances, such as insomnia or nightmares, making it difficult to get a restful night's sleep. There can also be physical symptoms like headaches, digestive issues, and a general state of tension, contributing to a cycle of stress and physical discomfort. Socially, the impact of PTSD can be just as significant. Struggling to engage in social activities or feeling the fear of being exposed to triggers can lead to withdrawal from social circles and activities that you once enjoyed, which can make you feel even more isolated and alone. At a fundamental level, learning how to manage PTSD is essential because it touches every aspect of your life. Without addressing it, the symptoms can become more severe over time, leading to a range of complications like difficulties in maintaining relationships, employment issues, and even physical health problems due to chronic stress and its impact on the body. And beyond that, untreated PTSD can increase the risk of developing other mental health disorders, such as depression, anxiety, and substance abuse. Because, as I briefly mentioned earlier, it's common for people to turn to unhealthy coping mechanisms to alleviate their distress. PTSD can deeply affect how you think about yourself and the world around you. It can instill these almost inescapable feelings of fear, guilt, shame, or worthlessness severely impacting your self-esteem and sense of security. Addressing PTSD can significantly improve your cognitive functioning, including memory, concentration, and decision-making processes, which are often negatively impacted by the disorder. As you start to see improvements in these areas, you'll find that you can better engage with therapeutic processes, self-care practices, and daily activities, all of which will further support your recovery journey. On a deeper level, managing PTSD is about reconstructing your identity beyond the trauma. It allows you to rediscover who you are, separate from your traumatic experiences. This aspect of recovery is hugely important because it involves not just healing from the past, but also building a hopeful, fulfilling future. Learning to deal with PTSD isn't just about popping a pill or seeing a specialist once a year. It involves not only managing the symptoms of PTSD, but also working through the trauma that lies at its core. This process is potentially terrifying for a lot of people because it means a lot of hard work, but it's absolutely crucial for healing. Because it helps you process and make sense of your trauma, reducing the hold it has over your life. Effective management strategies such as various forms of psychotherapy, like cognitive behavioral therapy or CBT, and eye movement desensitization and reprocessing or EMDR, and medication can provide relief from symptoms, offering you an effective way forward. Proactively managing post-traumatic stress disorder helps you to regain control over your life, rather than being ruled by your trauma. It opens the door to rebuilding relationships, pursuing meaningful goals, and engaging fully with the world around you. Essentially, it's about empowering yourself and doing the work to move from just merely surviving to instead truly thriving. Here's the thing though, PTSD is challenging, but it's not hopeless or insurmountable. Healing and recovery is very much possible with the right support and interventions. Therapy, whether that's individual or group therapy, can provide a safe space to process the trauma, learn coping strategies, and begin to rebuild your sense of self. And medication can also be a helpful tool in managing some of the more severe symptoms. And of course, there are lots of things you can do to manage your well-being in between sessions with a therapist, who ideally would be a specialist in trauma, if you're able to find someone with those skills to work with. And I'm going to talk about those in a moment. However, there's one thing I want to say first. The path to recovering from PTSD is as personal as the experience of the trauma itself. It's about not just addressing the symptoms, but also reconnecting with yourself and with others, as well as finding meaning and purpose in your life and rediscovering joy and satisfaction. Yes, it's tough, but the resilience of the human spirit shines brightest when we're faced with challenges. Remember, talking about your mental health and seeking help when you need it is a sign of strength, not weakness. By putting a plan in place and by getting the right support, you absolutely can and will navigate your way back to a state of well-being. And so, how do you do all that? Well, let's first take a quick break to hear from the brands who help me create this show each week. And welcome back. Now let's get into the how-to part of today's episode and let's talk about how to deal with PTSD. Okay, so first, get a proper diagnosis. This isn't the time to rely on the Cosmo quiz or that book you found in the bargain basement bin. PTSD can coexist with other conditions, such as depression and anxiety, and it's essential to make sure you're being treated in the right way for the right thing. And then the other thing is that understanding your diagnosis shifts the narrative from feeling lost and overwhelmed to having a clear name for your experiences, which is the first step towards healing. Getting a diagnosis involves acknowledging your experiences and symptoms and reaching out to a healthcare provider, like a general practitioner or GP, as a starting point, and talking to them openly and honestly about what you've been going through. Share your symptoms, how they affect your daily life, and any specific events you believe might have triggered them. It's helpful to write down your thoughts and symptoms beforehand so you don't forget anything important during the discussion. Your doctor might refer you to a mental health professional or trauma specialist, which might mean having to explain things again, but it's worth it. I know that can be difficult, but just consider it to be one small step that will have a hugely positive impact on your journey towards healing. And if you're worried about being judged or don't feel comfortable talking with complete strangers about something so intimate and sensitive, remember this. The majority of us who work in the mental health space do so because we care and we genuinely want to help you get better. Okay, next, educate yourself. Learn as much as you can about PTSD so you understand what to expect and stay informed about the latest treatments and methodologies so you can take control of your situation and make informed decisions about your treatment. The more you know, the more in control you will feel. Just please learn from reputable sources, not the conspiracy theories your uncle shares on Facebook. Remember that the scientific method helped us to increase our average life expectancy from 40-odd a few hundred years ago to over 80 today, so it does actually work. Choose to avoid misinformation that could potentially harm your progress. Okay, next, understand your triggers. Recognizing what specific situations, emotions, or environments trigger your PTSD symptoms allows you to anticipate and prepare for potential reactions, or choose to avoid them when necessary. A really easy way to do this is by keeping a journal of your experiences, noting when your symptoms intensify and what was happening at the time, so you can begin to connect the dots in terms of what triggers you. Understanding your triggers more helps you regain a sense of control over your reactions, and it allows you to work through things with your therapist or specialist. Next, establish a safety plan. Having a plan in place for when you feel overwhelmed can be incredibly reassuring. That might include identifying safe spaces you can go to, people you can reach out to, or activities that help soothe you, like listening to calming music or practicing deep breathing exercises. The idea here is to have a toolkit of resources you can draw upon when you're feeling triggered without having to think about it too much, providing you with a sense of security and control. Next, learn how to ground yourself. Grounding techniques can help bring you back to the present moment during a flashback or panic attack. This can include tactile methods like holding a cold ice cube, focusing on your five senses, or naming things you can see, hear, smell, taste, and touch around you. These techniques can help interrupt the spiral of distressing thoughts and bring your focus back to the here and now. Do a quick Google search for grounding techniques and try a few to see what works for you. So that leads to my next tip, explore relaxation techniques. This can be an absolute lifesaver during stressful moments. Deep breathing exercises, progressive muscle relaxation, or visualization techniques. Each of these methods helps calm the mind and body, reducing the immediate feelings of stress or panic. Start by practicing these techniques in moments of calm so you're familiar with them, and then you'll find they become more effective when you really need them. Okay, next, practice mindfulness. Because mindfulness helps anchor you in the present moment, reducing the impact of intrusive thoughts or flashbacks. Techniques like mindful breathing or meditation can slow down your body's stress response, making it easier to manage anxiety or panic. Start by dedicating a few minutes each day to a simple mindfulness practice, focusing on your breath or the sensations in your body, and gently bringing your attention back whenever your mind wanders. Next, create a routine. Structure can be incredibly comforting, especially in times of distress. Establishing a routine that includes regular sleep times, meals, and activities you enjoy can provide a sense of normality and predictability, helping to reduce the feeling of chaos that PTSD might bring into your life and making day-to-day living feel more manageable. Next, physical activity. Exercise can be a powerful tool in managing PTSD because it releases endorphins, which have mood-busting properties and helps reduce the body's stress hormones. Whether it's a brisk walk, a run, yoga, or a more vigorous workout, find an activity that you enjoy and try to incorporate it into your routine. And by the way, exercise can also improve your sleep, which is often affected by PTSD. And so that leads to my next point, prioritize quality sleep. PTSD can potentially lead to insomnia or nightmares. Establishing a calming bedtime routine can help improve your sleep quality. Try to go to bed and wake up at the same time every day. Limit screen time before bed. Wind down before you go to sleep. And create a comfortable sleep environment for yourself. If nightmares are an ongoing problem, a technique known as imagery rehearsal therapy, practiced with a therapist, can help. Okay, next, limit alcohol and caffeine. Look, it's not uncommon to turn to alcohol or caffeine as a way to cope with stress or sleep problems, but both can make anxiety symptoms worse and interfere with your sleep cycle. By limiting your intake of these substances, as well as any other type of drug, you can help reduce your symptoms and improve your overall health. Next, limit exposure to stressful media. News and entertainment that feature violence, conflict, or themes similar to your trauma can reignite symptoms. Be mindful of your media consumption and don't hesitate to switch off or walk away if something feels triggering. Next, practice self-compassion. Be gentle with yourself. Healing from trauma is a process, and there will be good days and challenging days. Practicing self-compassion means treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend. Acknowledge your feelings without judgment and remind yourself of your strength and resilience. And it also includes learning to say no and setting healthy boundaries around your time, emotional energy, and even the topics you're willing to discuss with others, so that you're not taking on more than you can handle, allowing you to focus on your healing journey. I covered self-compassion in episode 153 if you'd like more tips. Okay, next, connect with others. Isolation can make PTSD symptoms worse, while connecting with others can provide support and distraction. Whether it's friends, family, or support groups, sharing your experiences and feelings can be incredibly therapeutic. Surround yourself with understanding individuals who can offer empathy and encouragement, reminding you that you're not alone on this journey. Next, make time for yourself, which means engaging in hobbies like drawing, writing, playing music, etc. These are all great ways to express your feelings and experiences and can be incredibly cathartic. And if possible, find opportunities to laugh. Laughter can be a powerful antidote to stress, pain, and conflict, and humor lightens your burdens, inspires hope, and connects you to others. Watch movies or shows you find funny, go to live comedy, whatever works for you. Next, consider alternative therapies. Acupuncture, massage therapy, yoga, and other therapies can offer additional ways to manage stress and anxiety. These can complement your existing treatment plan and provide holistic support for your well-being. Next, use technology for support. There are various mental health apps and websites designed to offer resources from guided meditations to mood tracking, which can be helpful for practicing mindfulness or relaxation techniques throughout the day. I'll also leave a link in the transcript to a free Australian online course focused on PTSD. You'll need a doctor's approval, but it's free and available worldwide. The transcript is linked in the episode description, by the way. Next, educate your support circle. Sharing information about PTSD with your close friends and family can help them understand what you're going through. And that might include explaining your triggers, your needs during difficult moments, and how they can best support you. Okay, next, be patient. Healing from PTSD is a gradual process, and progress might sometimes feel slow or even non-existent. Acknowledge that healing takes time and be patient with yourself. Celebrate small victories and understand that setbacks are a normal part of the journey. Because when it comes to PTSD and mental health, what it all boils down to is this. By understanding your triggers, finding the support you need, practicing self-care, and sticking to your treatment plan, you're laying the foundation for a better future. This isn't about learning how to cope, it's about learning how to thrive. Managing PTSD is a process of reclaiming your power and writing your own story, one where strength, growth, and healing are the central themes. Things can get better, and they will get better, one day at a time. The choice is yours, as it is with all things related to your well-being. So, what choice will you make today? Each week, I like to finish up by sharing a quote about the week's topic, and I encourage you to take a few moments to really reflect on it and consider what it means to you. This week's quote is by an unknown author, and it is, "Perhaps the butterfly is proof that you can go through a great deal of darkness yet become something beautiful." Let me repeat that. Perhaps the butterfly is proof that you can go through a great deal of darkness yet become something beautiful. All right, that's nearly it for this week. What does PTSD mean to you and how do you manage it? If you're on Spotify, you can share in the Q&A section below. Otherwise, let me know on Instagram at LTA Mental Health or by commenting on the transcript, which you can have delivered to your inbox each week, along with my newsletter Thursday Thoughts. Sign up at ltamh.com or use the link in the episode description. And for more mental health tips, follow my other Instagram account, it's Jeremy Godwin, and support my work, plus get early access to ad-free episodes on Patreon for just a small amount each month. Next week, I'll be talking about toxic relationships. As far as relationships go, it's a case of when they're good, they're good, and when they're not, they can be terrible. Relationships are a recurring theme here on Let's Talk About Mental Health, because they have such a big impact on our lives. And I want to spend some time talking about how to actually deal with those toxic relationships that are doing far more harm than good in your life. So, next time I'll be talking about what toxic relationships are, why they impact your mental health and how to manage toxic relationships. That episode will be released on the 21st of April, 2024, and I hope you'll join me for it. Hit follow or subscribe on your podcast service to make sure you never miss an episode. Thank you very much for joining me today. Look after yourself and make a conscious effort to share positivity and kindness out into the world, because you get back what you put out. Take care and talk to you next time. Let's Talk About Mental Health is an independent program proudly produced by Reconnaissance Media, helping you find meaning and gratitude. For more information, visit reconnaissancemedia.com.